Last Thursday, boycotters showed their presence through the lack of it for a day without immigrants. Friday, they returned, showing a very strong presence with Strike for Democracy.
On Florida Gulf Coast University's campus, more than 50 students, professors, and members of the community joined the National Strike for Democracy through a protest, which began in front of the College of Business. Freshman Josh Ballin was walking out of class when he was pulled into the crowd by a friend and ultimately ended up leading the line of marchers.
Well, this is obviously not a protest against FGCU. It's just for America as a whole. We think that this ban on refugees and this anti-immigration stuff that's going on with Trump and our government is just disgusting.
The majority of the crowd carried handmade signs. While many had messages related to immigration, others featured additional social injustices, like the largest sign, which read, "Her rape story is our rallying call."
Right now what you're seeing is we have Black Lives Matter, people from the Women's March, Gender Equality, Planned Parenthood, and a few other groups as well. So it's a big collective. We're calling it the Fragmented Majority.
FGCU student John Kalth helped organize the event. He says he wants little recognition, though, as it was FUSE who really got campuses across the state to rally. FUSE stands for Florida University Students for Equality. Amanda Marquez, who marched in a black and green FUSE shirt, struggled to talk through her scratchy throat after chanting and shouting throughout the protest.
We are the future of the country as far as we are getting our education, and we are going to be running things. But in the meantime, our diversified education is important to us. I want to be able to take classes with my fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, with my fellow LGBTQ members. That diversified education is what makes us better people and better humans.
FGCU's Vice President of Student Affairs, Dr. J. Michael Rollo, nearly put the brakes on the students' efforts, though. As they approached the entrance to the student union, he stopped the crowd to tell them they weren't allowed in.
What are the student rules?
You cannot demonstrate inside the university building.
What are the repercussions of this?
And is this within the law?
Yes, it is.
Without citing the exact university policy, there was no way to stop the group from entering the food court area, where one student briefly jumped up on a table and hoisted a sign that read, "Make America Think Again." Once the obstacle of entering was resolved, the group faced the obstacle that was, for many of them, their fellow students. Many filmed them in obvious support or evident disgust, while others still shouted at them to give it up or simply repeatedly chanted Trump. Matthew Windrow sat at a table with some of the most vocally opposed students. Though he didn't agree with the protesters' message, he says they have every right to peacefully protest.
This is fine. Like, they totally can do this. You can hang out and put posters and stand here. That's totally fine. But if it gets to the next level about causing chaos or violence or yelling or something that you can't help, it's like, what is this going to do to Trump? What is this going to do to anything? He's president already.
Organizer John Kalth instructed the group not to engage with anyone in opposition to their message. In fact, they mainly sat in silence. FUSE's current goal is to promote and get more signatures for its change.org petition that urges state universities to vocally denounce the current administration's immigration policy. Ultimately, FUSE hopes Florida universities will become sanctuary campuses, meaning they will adopt policies protecting their undocumented students from immigration services. For WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone in Fort Myers.
Look, not-